Well, God bless you all. Looks like we have 31 people on our conference call, and we have 12 of us here physically. So what a blessing. During these last 70-plus days of fellowship with each other, my heart has grown in love and appreciation for the things of God and His people, and less for the cares of this world. A common thread I've seen in the teachings and in God's Word is having trust and confidence in our Heavenly Father, in His Word, and who we are in Christ. Those are the true realities that we need to surround our lives and hearts on. Therefore, I have entitled my sharing tonight, Having Confidence in Him Alone. We often hear in the manifestations, be strong and of a good courage. Those are the results of trust and confidence. Remember, God told Joshua in Joshua 1:5, be strong and of a good courage, and he was taking over Moses' ministry. How about fear not? Walk confidently. Confidence removes fear and doubt. They are antonyms to confidence. There are distrust, skepticism, uncertainty. And those are things that we don't want as believers to be a part of our lives. But God has told us and given us His Word to have that confidence in life. Most confidence we experience in life is earned by stepping out. How about a baby that learns to walk? Mom holds you, hold their hands and help them walk, and they have to take that first step, and then I don't think I've seen an adult that never learned how to walk. We gain confidence on things that we do by stepping out. How about riding a bike? Making a friend? You have to extend yourself. Baking a cake? You know, I'm sure all of us didn't make the perfect cakes first time. We have to step out. How about opening a bank account? That was kind of a scary thing to think you're going to let someone else look at your money. And yet, we all have them. There's no other way of doing it. But we gain confidence. But I asked God, as I was looking at this area of confidence and how important it is, how to explain this so that we can understand it. And he told me that confidence is a full and complete assurance of what is right and the ability to follow through on it. Now, are we confident in God's Word? Yes, because we know that it is. We have a complete assurance that God is faithful to perform His Word, right? There are many things people in this world are confident in, but all of that pale to the reality of our spiritual confidence in knowing you represent Christ to the world. You know, there's people that are confident that they can make you money. There's people that are confident that they can win at Jeopardy because they have so much mental ability. But that our true, as believers, our true confidence comes in knowing we have the ability to walk as Christ through this world. We have a spiritual confidence that we can't earn. We receive when we get born again. Because Christ in us, the hope of glory. Isn't that wonderful? There were times where I used to think, that I had to earn, get confident, but I just had to feed my mind and everything. Yes, I have to feed my mind with God's Word, and I have to pray, too, to develop that relationship. But it's not about me. It's about the Christ in me, right? And you see that? That's so big. Our spiritual confidence is in knowing that we represent Jesus Christ to the world. That's our greatest success we will have in life. We'll never make it by trying to perfect the natural man. I just thought that was what the Father had taught me. As believers, we are expected to take action on the Word of God. You can walk in the confidence of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are completely complete in Him. So our goal is to be Christ in everything we do and say. We walk in confidence and power. We have a magnet on our refrigerator that says, a successful relationship requires falling in love many times, always with the same person. That's what God wants for us. He wants us to fall in love with Him. He never falls out of love for us. He knows we are not perfect yet. He allows us to be bold, and we run and jump in His lap and enjoy His fellowship. There's not a prerequisite to going to the Father, like Queen Esther had a message to give to the king, and it was, she could have had her head cut off if she wasn't invited, but she had to step out to save the children of Israel. But we have the boldness to enter the throne room of God because of who we are. And who does God see that we are? The Christ in us. So there's so much in this confidence that we have. Every day we need to seek and maintain an intimate fellowship with the Father and His Son, which takes a daily dose of the Word of God and prayer. Our Heavenly Father, our Abba, pursues us every nanosecond of the day. His thoughts are never away from us. He has invested all that is most precious to Him in His Son just for you, so that we can have an intimate relationship with Him. We never have to be afraid or alone. Sin consciousness has been wiped away. We now need to be Son conscious, aware of the Christ in us. When we look in the mirror, what do we see? Well, we see a little gray hair or something like that. No, we see the Christ in us, that ability to stand, represent our Heavenly Father and everything, and all those around us, to bring people hope, peace, joy. What a confidence we have. Let's turn to 1 John chapter 5, verse 14. And I love 1 John because there's so much about this confidence that we have. Because we are His children. He chose us before the foundation of the world to be His very own. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14. I'd like to share, you can read along in the King James or whatever version you have, but I'd like to share in the Amplified. It says, "And this is the confidence, the privilege of boldness, which we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His word, in agreement with His own plan," and that's part of it too. We think, okay, I'm going to find something in God's word and believe it. But was that God's plan, or are we just trying to tell God what to do? He listens to and hears us. And if, since we positively know that He listens to us whatsoever we ask, we also know with settled and absolute knowledge that we have the request made of Him. The prayer ministry that we've set up 2 years ago has given me a great confidence because I've seen over hundreds of answered prayers. One in particular is the Miller family, who requested a family of three. They could not get pregnant and were pursuing adoption and had some concerns there, so I prayed they would have their own child. And within 4 months, they announced they had a baby on the way. Erin was pregnant. Their hearts were so beyond a shadow of a doubt that God was would be faithful to their prayer. And as we stand in prayer partners for people, we stand in the gap and go boldly to the Heavenly Father for others. And, you know, God set it up that He says He wants to bless us exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. So walk in that confidence, knowing that you can ask because it's His word. I think of, how about Abraham in Romans chapter 4. Go to that real quick. I'll read it as well. Romans chapter 4, verse 20 says, "He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what He had promised, He was able also to perform." Now, Abraham had an impossible situation, but he knew that what God had promised, He was able to perform it. And every aspect of our lives is that same way. Knowing our Heavenly Father's heart gives us confidence. If we thought He was this ogre that only wanted to instruct us and strike us down all the time, I don't think He would come boldly. He'd kind of run the other way. And that's how a lot of us learned how God was, that we had to prove ourselves. And how many people think that God causes sickness and disease because it makes them worthy? Well, that's not our Heavenly Father. Does he not say he will never leave us or forsake us? Does he not say we are his masterpiece, handiwork, workmanship? Does he not say that we are his beloved children, sons of God, not servants, born of incorruptible seed? Does he not desire all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth? Does he not say he has blessed us, past tense, with all spiritual blessings? That's our Heavenly Father, and that's who we have confidence in. And when we know that he chose us and gave the greatest possession that he had, his Son, for us, why not accept the sky is the limit when it comes to God, that you really do represent Christ? Says one of my favorite verses is in John, the end of John, where it says, if everything was written that Christ had done, that there wouldn't be books large enough to hold everything that was that he did. That's us. You know, the book of Acts hasn't finished. We're continuing that work. Greatest spiritual confidence we have is recognizing that we represent Christ to the world. Let's look at 1 John 3. There were a couple more verses. Our fellowship is a little bit longer because this is a home fellowship. So, share that. 1 John chapter 3, verse 21. Says, my little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And by this we know that we are the truth and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our heart condemn us not, God is greater than our heart and knows all things. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence toward God. And what is the thing that the adversary does? Is he condemns us. He's the great accuser. He reminds us of our past. But what does God do? He reminds us of our future, what we can have as his children, how we can be so blessed. So we have that confidence. Isn't that wonderful? So if we start to condemn ourselves, realize where that is coming from and know that that's not what the Father's will is. 1 John 4:17 says, herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness, confidence in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. Isn't that wonderful? As he is, so are we in this world. That's that spiritual confidence we have because it's Christ in us. We represent him. Christ is the real you. And Hebrews 4:16 says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Boldness is a result of faith, trust, and confidence towards God only. What a wonderful life we have living as Christ, knowing that whatever we ask according to God's word and his plan for our lives, we have the confidence that we will be heard and receive the answers we need. Remember, confidence is a full and complete assurance of what is right and the ability to follow through on it. Knowing you represent Christ to the world brings us the greatest spiritual confidence we can have as we wait for the return of our Lord and Savior. Confidence is the perfect fruit of the believer. So that's what I wanted to share with you tonight.
Thank you, Jeannie. Would you close with prayer, please?
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your tremendous word. We thank you for your faithfulness. And we thank you that we can be confident in knowing that you really did make us worthy, and that we have all that Jesus Christ had, that we are joint heirs with him, and we have that ability to minister healing and give hope and to encourage people that your son is coming back soon. I thank you, Father, for blessing everyone tonight, for healing, for hope, for prosperity, and for a sweet sleep. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm.